He creeps away. And with each breath I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever
Heavenly Father, we come to you at the close of another day, a day that we have enjoyed being together to worship you. We're thankful that, Father, you've given us this day that we can do so. We thank you, Father, for the blessing we have of our health that we can be here. We pray for those, Father, by number that could not be here because of health reasons. We ask you to help them to be restored to their normal walks of life. Because of the pandemic, Father, we miss our brothers and sisters that did not attend. And Father, they know and you know the cause of it. And Father, we can only pray that you'll help relieve this pandemic so that we can once again be together as your church. We thank you for the church that meets here at this place. We're grateful for the faithful men and women that look at this church and tend to it and love it. And Father, we pray that we can grow it, that we can multiply not only in the number of people that's here, but Father, even help us to understand your word better. We pray for those that are around about us that don't know who you are, that Father, somehow, some way we can reach them, teach them the truth. Father, we thank you so much for your son. We're grateful for what he did for us here on this earth, for bringing us the word that you'd have us to know, and Father, dying on the cross for our sins so we can have an eternal life with you. We're grateful for the country in which we live, Father, for the many years of peace that we enjoyed, for the times when, Father, that this country looked to you for help and guidance. We pray, Father, that once again we can come together and worship you and thank you and enjoy your word and enjoy the things that you teach us to love and to be peaceful. For this country, Father, we pray that it will stand because, Father, it's the only country that I know of that has your word in it. And it's the only hope that millions and millions of people can look to for understanding who you are. Thank you, Father, for us being able to meet here tonight to sing songs of praise. Songs that praise you, and Father, songs that help us to learn the things that you have taught us in your word. We pray, Father, that these songs will be acceptable to you. And Father, help us to always be able to do these with freedom. We pray for those men and women who are encouraged by your word, not only from here, but from other congregations. And we pray that, Father, they'll hold on to you through all of this problems of the pandemic, plus what they go through in their ordinary days of life. We pray for the church all over the world. Help us to hold strong to the faith that you've given us, and help us, Father, to be the examples that you want us to be. Father, we're grateful for the men and women who serve this country, those that are in the military and or overseas. Father, we ask you to watch over them, care for them, and keep them out of harm's way. We pray for their family. Families, that they will be comforted, and Father, help them to be reunited once again. So, for the policemen, for the doctors and nurses, the firefighters, the first responders, Father, this time it's got to be really rough. We pray for them that you'll give them the strength to carry on. Father, we're grateful for the job that they do for us, and help them, Father, to continue on in their work. Father, we, at times we know that we're weak and we're simple. We know that it's not an excuse for us to, at times, miss the mark, sin, or do error. We ask you to help us to overcome our weaknesses, Father, and forgive us of our sins that we may stand justified in your sight. Once again, Father, we ask you to go through us, to be with us as we go through this night. And Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Does anybody have a song they'd like me to try and lead tonight?
198.
198.
I bow for the promised land.
Three, one.
Love divine, all love excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. Breathe, O breathe thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit, let us find the promised rest. Take away the love of sinning, take our load of guilt away. In the work of thy beginning, bring us to eternal day. Come, Almighty, to deliver, let us all thy life receive. Suddenly return and ever, nevermore thy temples leave. Thee we would be always blessing, serve thee as thy hosts above. Pray and praise thee without ceasing, glory in thy perfect love. Finished in thy new creation, pure unspotted may we be. Let us see our hope, salvation, perfectly secured by thee. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise.
Number 194, please.
194.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for how beautiful heaven must be. In heaven, no drooping or pining, no wish for anywhere to be. God's light forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful.
couple of numbers. 192
Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest? For me, so weak and sinful, oh, shall I be so blessed? Oh, Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify and praise thee and love thee? For me, thy welcome, thy gracious interim. For me, thy company blessed, for me, so full of sin. O Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify?
Last verses of this good song. 489.
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by His blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, let Him pass on by. Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, upward still upward to follow our guide. When we shall see Him, the King, in His beauty happy, our happy, our place at His side. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, let Him pass on by.
And old song, it sure goes with everything I preach today. Walking in His steps, with Him. Because He suffered as He came in the flesh here on this earth, going toward the cross. He suffered, as He read this morning, Hebrews 5 and 7. But He learned obedience, and He was rewarded. What a blessing. Is there another song that you have in mind?
192.
192. That's pretty close to where I was. 192, is it for me, dear Savior?
Yeah. Did we sing that already?
We have some, yes.
Okay.
That is a great song. That is a good idea in mind.
I'm losing it, Robert.
After 194, we went back to 192.
Yeah, we did. I know. We were singing the other song when I saw that one again.
What about 114 now? I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be.
For my soul, needing a friend.
across the page from it, and that's a great song to sing, and I think y'all are up to it. 424, Paradise Valley. As I travel through life with his troubles and his triumph, how the glory is born to give a cheer on the oasis in my toil, and a rest on that shore where the night has been turned into
this morning about the difficulty of living in the flesh and living here upon this earth, even for our Savior, how Jesus met that with bitter tears and with crying and with all the situations that he was facing in the hour of death, knowing that it was coming up and knowing that he would have victory over it because his Father had promised him. He laid hold upon that promise that the Heavenly Father had given him and that hope that he had, that it would be fulfilled. And of course it was fulfilled, and his is the empty tomb. Even today, his is the empty tomb. We have a blessing in regard to the hope that we can have and sustain us. And that hope by which we sustain is a hope of his word teaching us and guiding us how to walk, how to follow, how to act, how to behave, how to think spiritually. And the Spirit of God bears record with our spirit that we are behaving like children of God. What a wonderful blessing it is. Let's stand together as we sing 708.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace in the mansions bright and blessed. Here prepare for us to praise. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing.
great to be together tonight and sing as we could, and these songs special meaning to us all with our relationship with the Lord and heaven itself. God bless you, everyone, this week, and safety for every one of us and our brethren as well. And we pray for those that have this particular pandemic on them, that they'll be recovered from it completely.
Robert, I'd like to ask for the prayers of all of us here for Tuesday, for next Tuesday.
Oh, yes, by all means. The ideals are not guaranteed for anything, and so we want to be good about that. Hope you have as much success with this next one as you did the first one. That's great.
Thank you.
God bless you.
John D. Berry had a good sermon today. It was about all this that we're going through, about the COVID-19, how they all need to behave, to be careful, and all of this thing. But his most important point was, God knows about this. We need to put more faith into God, yes, to do our part.
Yes.
But then just let God take care of the rest of it, and we can get through this thing.
John D. Berry's a fine fellow.
He is.
Good preacher. And so is Brother John Shannon. Brother John Shannon is just absolutely outstanding teacher, worker, does those charts by way of his program, and just a good thing. Good to see.
What about Wednesday night?
Wednesday night? I'm assuming we're going to be here Wednesday night.
It's all right with me. I'm ready.
We might as well. I mean, we're here today, so.
Yep.
And things have been clean, so I think Wednesday will be fine.
We've got to be okay. Good.
Number 710. Your bookmark is there, so that'll help you. And after this song, Robert, would you read it?
Yes.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take my cross and follow me. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow.
Father, we do thank Thee for Thy church, and we thank Thee for the opportunity to worship Thee tonight and encourage one another by these psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Be with us in every way. Bless those who desire an interest in our prayers regarding times of surgery upcoming, and bless the results to be complete and good, and continue the work for Thee as they wish to do. And Father, we thank Thee for the blessings that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord, and the hope that we have to overcome whatever is in our lives and a part of our lives as trials and temptations, knowing that that struggle is worth the outcome and that there is a great hope beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.